Welcome to the Darlington Podcast, a production of Darlington School in Rome, Georgia. Join us as we take a look inside and outside our classrooms and connect with students, teachers, alumni, and more.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Aylin Panton, and it is both an honor and a joy to introduce today's commencement speech speaker, someone who happens to be my mother, Wendy Fitzwilliam. You may know her as Miss Universe 1998, the second woman from Trinidad and Tobago to earn that title, and the third woman of African heritage to wear the crown. She subsequently became a UNAIDS and UNFPA Goodwill Ambassador, founded the Hibiscus Foundation to support children and raise HIV and AIDS awareness, and co-produced and served as head judge on Caribbean's Next Top Model. She's also a lawyer, a singer, a TV host, chairman of Dynamic One Group of Companies, and a mentor to many. But to me, she's simply mom. The person I talk to every day, who has always been by my side, my biggest cheerleader, even when I totaled her pickup truck. Yes, I crashed it, and she eventually forgave me. But that's who she is, endlessly patient, fiercely loving, and always ready with a laugh, even when her son gives her gray hairs. She's the kind of person who lights up a room with just her presence, but with her warmth. She's elegant, but never distant, accomplished, but always grounded. She believes in the power of dreams, the strength of kindness, and the importance of showing up for people. Values she's passed on to me and so many others. Please join me in welcoming today's speaker, my mother, my role model, and one of my best friends, Wendy Fitzwilliam.
Wow. Thank you, Aylin. Thank you, my darling, for that amazing introduction. You brought, I was so close to crying and ruining this makeup that took me half an hour to pull together. Thank you. Now, we parents know the delight of our children, particularly our teenaged children, openly celebrating us, right? Right. Even if we have won the kid lotto, as all of us Darlington parents know we have, the teen years can be very prickly. And hearing our kids articulate how we are seen through their eyes in moments of quiet reflection ruins your makeup. Chairman Gordon Smith, Mr. Bell, Darlington's Board of Trustees, faculty and staff, parents and loved ones, class of 2025 Darlington School, good morning, and thank you so much for having me speak with you this morning. When I saw in my inbox a message from Mr. Bell addressed only to me, I immediately panicked. My first thought was, Lord, Aylin wrote off Mr. Hamill's card too. No, I'm teasing. I know Mr. Hamill would never allow that to happen. And an unwritten rule of nature is you are only allowed one write-off in your first year of getting your driver's permit. Right, Aylin? All right. As I read Mr. Bell's message inviting me to speak this morning, I felt deep relief, for seniors' fatigue had not yet gotten the best of Aylin. Of course, excitement at the honor of being asked, quickly followed by the most insane nerves, and I have done this a lot. As Mr. Universe, Coach Hunt said last evening, he may have lost 20 pounds, but I can tell you, I gained 10 over the last 3 weeks trying to figure out what I would say to you guys this morning. And why was I so nervous? Delivering a commencement speech is absolutely one of the hardest ones to do. But at your son's graduation ceremony, this child is, as we say in the Caribbean, my one gold bead. He is loving and kind, but tougher than an Olympics gymnastics judge. Oh, yes. And after our nightly call 2 weeks ago, when Jaden, Aylan's roommate and buddy, Aylan and I had a fun exchange on the phone, it poured forth. We were just ourselves, joking about everything and nothing at the same time. And I remember what my darling travel manager, Linda Herald, whom I called my road mom, said it to me after visiting my high school during my year as Miss Universe. During that visit, I observed the looks of wonder on the faces of the girls and young women of St. Joseph's Convent, the awe of several of my former teachers and their excitement and pride in me. I was obviously shaken and very pensive after that visit. In the car, on my way to the next stop, I turned to Linda and asked, "How ever will I live up to that Linda, their expectations of me?" She held my left hand, looked me dead in the eyes with the most confident, warm, and determined smile, and said in her South Carolina drawl, "Darling, being you got you here, being you's gonna see you through." That moment, in the midst of the frenzy of that very giddy time of my life, I will always remember. And it is one of those defining moments to which I regularly return for strength and clarity when I need it in big and small ways. You, our graduates of 2025, will have many moments as you proceed to the next significant phase of your lives in which your confidence, so carefully cultivated here at Darlington, will be tested. Fortunately, you have the benefit of a stellar education at one of America's finest high schools. Should you continue to choose to use the many skills you developed here, you will have a leg up in your lives that sets you up for success. Now, by the middle of your senior year, you're over high school. Waking up to go to class on time is a schlep. Once you have been accepted into university and finalized your admission documents or solidify your post-high school plans, completing this year with any enthusiasm requires a Herculean level of focus. Trust me, in about 5 to 7 years, when you are grinding away at your business, professional, or family life, most of you will look back at this time fondly. So please take the time to savor it. Take a moment to reflect on the unique and exceptional experience that is a Darlington education. From the physicality of this impressive campus, the care, thoughtfulness, and love of each member of staff, even when they're tough on you, particularly when they're tough on you. The friendships you have cultivated, rumpus, and the challenges you face, and how you have overcome them to get to today successfully. You have also had many global experiences brought to you right here in Rome, Georgia. I hope a good jollof from your Nigerian compatriots, the sweet sounds of soca and reggae from that Trini Jamaican son of mine and his West Indian buddies, Jaden, Luke, Nikki, that Southern American hospitality, so many Darlington Day students who, as freshmen of the upper school, generously shared themselves, their time, their families, their homes with their overseas colleagues, now friends, to help them adapt to their new environment so much more effectively. You will leave here with the full experience of being a Darlington Tiger. Now, what does that mean? Tigers possess several qualities of leadership that will serve you well for the rest of your life. Qualities that Darlington fosters. Confidence and authority. Tigers know what they want, and they go after it with determination and fearlessness. Tigers have a commanding presence that demands respect by them just being. They are not afraid to take charge when necessary, and those big cats are fearless. They're not easily intimidated, and even if they are, their opponents would never know. They are willing to take risks and face their fears head on. This courage is an important quality for any leader, whether leading a tech giant, a ward of a hood hospital, or a household. They're also very independent. They're solitary animals that can depend on themselves for survival. This makes them strong, independent leaders who can make decisions on their own. And sometimes this trait is underappreciated, very tricky, but necessary. Often, in our most difficult times in life, a job or client loss that can ruin us, or the heartbreak of losing a loved one, it is the ability to pick ourselves up, think methodically through the pain, failure, or disappointment, and act. The final decision being yours to get you through, regardless of the advice you receive. They're strategic thinkers. Tigers are skilled hunters that use intelligence and strategic thinking to catch their prey. This skill set allows you to anticipate challenges, develop and execute plans to overcome those challenges. Perseverance. Tigers do not give up and will stop at nothing to achieve their goals, sometimes for the good, sometimes not so much. They keep moving forward, even in the face of obstacles and setbacks. Today, actually more like last month or so, it may have been a test score you didn't like. Tomorrow, it may be the failure to land your dream client or secure the expected results of years of research. That's not the end of the road, but a lesson on your path to success. To quote Ted Turner, founder of CNN and Turner Broadcasting Networks, in his autobiography, Call Me Ted, "When I suffer a setback, I don't think of myself as losing. I am simply learning how to win." Tigers are not easily distracted. This laser-like focus is the hallmark of a great leader, able to stay on track and achieve his or her objectives. And of course, they're exceptionally resilient animals. Can withstand difficult conditions and bounce back like that. This quality is a must to be able to navigate difficulties and setbacks. And they adapt, oh, they adapt. Tigers thrive in a variety of environments. And this adaptability helps them navigate change and uncertainty, an absolute necessary trait for any leader, and one that should be at the top of my list of traits in 2025, given the many, many changes we've seen in our world over the last few years. And of course, they lead by example. Now, this is really the big one, and I'm going to spend a little time here. And why? Because tigers, by their very presence, set the example of excellence. This, in turn, inspires others to walk in their footsteps. Now, this one is really hard, because this is the trait that speaks to your unconscious influence on yourself and others. Excellence is not achieved by magic. It is achieved by consistent hard work and practice. I'll give you a simple example. If you are used to regularly brushing your teeth before bed, you will have a great set of pearly whites. And well into old age, your kids and grandkids will have a great set of pearly whites too, like you. Because they would have subconsciously followed your lead. If you don't, you are in for a world of hefty medical bills in midlife and generational bad hygiene. It's a simplistic example, but one that can be applied to anything. Bark at your kids, they'll bark back at you and everyone else. Treat your colleagues, clients, parents, siblings, friends, and anyone with whom you interact with respect and kindness, and they reciprocate. And you create the environment you want to live in. This holds true in all facets of your life. Now, some of you may say, but Wendy, everyone is not deserving of kindness and respect. How do you handle a bully? To that question, I say, firmly, and with kindness and respect, applying your tiger traits. For kindness and respect are neither weakness nor stupidity, but for those less discerning and intelligent, they often confuse the two. That is, kindness and respect for weakness and stupidity. Remember your Darlington tiger pride traits and apply them. The combination of your tiger traits with kindness and respect makes you unstoppable. And when you combine these qualities of a tiger, all qualities of leadership, confidence, authority, independence, strategic thinking, perseverance, resilience, adaptability, and a leadership by your example, with the Darlington honor code, which is, I will not lie, I will not cheat, I will not steal, nor will I tolerate those who do. You have the recipe to win at life, regardless of what you choose to do with your life. Finally, class of 2025, and I'm speaking to you now, have fun. You are not going to be able to do so every waking moment of every day, but building light moments into the everyday and mundane activities where you can, as well as the extraordinary and difficult times, is so important for your mental, physical, and spiritual health. I come from a culture that specializes in having fun. Oh yes, we Trinbagonians celebrate every festival, sacred or not, like it's the last. And we are world-renowned for a carnival, a 2 to 3 month celebration with unbridled revelry culminating in a 2-day street parade in which even our president and prime ministers in the past, and one of the current ones, have donned costumes and danced in the streets before buckling down to the solemnity of Lent. I want you to try to picture Mr. Trump in a feathered costume parading down Broad Street. That's what my president has done. He used to throw one of the past ones, two removed, the best party in town for Carnival. You don't have to be as extreme as my Trinbagonian people, though you should try it at least once. Because joy and fun make everything better and more beautiful. Whether you have just had a rough day in surgery as a nurse or a doctor, or your son or daughter just called you to say, Mom, don't lose it, huh? I'm fine. I just had an accident. On your most difficult days, find joy. If you are not and cannot create it for yourself on that day or in that moment, find it in life, as it happens around you. A compliment from a stranger on the street. A doorman's smiled good afternoon to you. A silly joke or five with your son and his roommate. Joy and fun exists everywhere if you are open to receiving it. In the words of my country's soca superstar, our Beyoncé, but he's a guy, Marshall Montano, in his 2025 soca hit, Party, life is for the living, so we living it. Thanks is for the giving, so we giving it. Class of 2025, congratulations on achieving this milestone, which marks the end of your childhood. It's a huge one. Live life always. Give thanks always. And at lunch, after we get you guys graduated, we just might have a party.
The Darlington Podcast, a production of Darlington School in Rome, Georgia, is a collaboration between the communication and advancement teams, and the intro music is alumni produced. See show notes and hear more episodes at www.darlingtonschool.org/podcast.